We just heard a little bit about the pains of waiting on queue. And now to a fun story about being in line. Tina Foster is a line dancing instructor in Southern Maine. She spoke to radio producer Morgan McCarthy about the difficulties and joys of teaching line dancing.
The first time that you come in, you're going to walk out of here with absolutely nothing but a bunch of jumble in your head.
5, 6, 7, and walk. Right, left in a kinfo chain. Walk, walk after. Walk, walk, kinfo chain. Walk, walk after.
I'm Tina Foster. I am a line dance instructor in Southern Maine. I was a former corporate accountant and got laid off from my job. And my husband said, go make your dance full time. So that's what I do full time now.
Angela, you can do this one, honey. Come on out here. Step touches.
If you can count to 8 and you know your left from your right, you're halfway there. The rest of it is stick-to-itiveness. You just have to keep on plugging at it. You just can't say, nope, can't do it. You need to keep trying. I've taught some of the most uncoordinated people in the world how to line dance. As everyone goes along, they learn the step, and then they'll learn the modifications of that step. Oh, yeah, there's a dance called the tush push, and that's good old country music. You can go anywhere in the world and go line dancing, and if they call the tush push, you can go dance it because it's the same thing everywhere you go. Line dancing, when you're line dancing, there are no mistakes in line dancing. If you go in the wrong direction, we call it a variation. Unless you use some operative words out of your mouth that tell us you made a mistake. Nobody needs to know. You just keep on going. That's what fake it till you make it's all about. You just keep faking the dance until you actually have it and you don't have to think about it anymore. It just kind of teaches you that it's okay to have your own life and to do something you enjoy, even if it's only a couple of hours a week.
Morgan McCarthy speaking with line dancing instructor Tina Foster. Now stay with us for the curious case of Richard III's remains. His short reign ended in the 15th century, but the battle over where he should be buried is just beginning to rage. That's when word of mouth continues.